neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
This covenant took place as a punishment, actually, because Avraham Avinu requested that how would I know that Am Yisrael, or through what mitzvot, that Am Yisrael, my descendant, will take over Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem punished Avraham Avinu for, what was the punishment?
400
years of slavery. Yeah. Where?
Egypt.
We don't know. It doesn't say. Yeah. So now the question is, why 400? Why Hashem picked 400? Did you think about this?
Of that sentence that he said was 400?
I haven't counted. Maybe you counted tonight. But you don't punish people because how many letters is in the Pasuk? It's not fair.
So why 400?
Trying to find out.
Maybe from the birth of Isaac, he wanted to count to certain times, so it will become 400.
Yes, that's what exactly.
So from his first children, they went to the God.
So he could count it from Yaakov time, or Reuven time, or Yosef time.
40 times 10 is 400.
I'm not sure. It depends how many numbers you count in the numeric value. It's only 9, it's not 10. You don't have 10. So now here, Gemara Sota brings Daf Mem Vav, the 46th page of Gemara Sota brings that when Abraham and Sarah went to Mitzrayim, so all the story that took place, when Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom just about to leave Mitzrayim, Paro took 4 steps to escort Abraham Avinu out. So Ribono Shel Olam gave for each step that he took 100 years of punishment for Am Yisrael.
But Abraham didn't ask for it, the guy came.
Yes, of course. But the point of matter here is, we should ask all the trouble that Paro put Abraham and Sarah through. He took his wife and then all the aggravation they went through. So how you give him reward because of he respected Abraham Avinu by going out, escorting him 4 steps. And how about the other punishment that he has to receive? No? You take his wife, and all of the terrible thing that took place. So the answer here is that Ribono Shel Olam has a different department for getting reward or being punished. It doesn't mix them. If you are supposed to be punished, so that's different domain than getting reward. So now here we see Gemara is teaching us, look at this, Paro, the wicked, he respects Avraham Avinu, and then his children, they have to go through such a suffering because he gave respect to Avraham Avinu. So now,
if he would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael and was famine, and he left to Egypt because of famine,
right.
If he would have stayed there, none of this would have happened.
So then we would not have all the wealth that we brought out, and then we would not have Goshen, and then Am Yisrael would not be merited with the Zechut of Sarah Imenu that hold herself instead of Pharaoh. So that Avraham Avinu, no, he has to do this. Why? Because his children, when they go to Mitzrayim, they have to come full hand.
All this was planted then?
No, Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, as a father, every step that he took, he didn't think about himself. It was not selfish, Chas v'Shalom. So he was thinking about his descendant later. But the point another here is that if a goy gives respect to a Yehudi and he receives such a reward, more so if a Yehudi gives respect to another Yehudi.
Amen. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shamo nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.